Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are scheduled to have Dennis Kucinich, the congressman, popping in to talk about a new investigation he's launching and hearings he's calling for in Congress about the 9/11 concrete poison dust that the firefighters, police, and emergency workers, and New Yorkers, for that matter, breathe in the government cover-up. That is coming up today on this live Wednesday edition, the 20th day of February 2008. Other than Dennis Kucinich, no other guest today. Here's some of the news we have. I have a big election stack in front of me. Hillary Clinton fades as Obama takes 10th straight victory in White House race. Another headline, Obama has the upper hand. Mike Bloomberg claims vote fraud, that someone's cheating Barack Obama. Well, that's been confirmed. Also, there's reports of surrogate Clintonistas going after Barack Obama. Then we'll get into the economy. This out of Financial Times of London. America's economy risks the mother of all meltdowns. And when they say it, the true financial paper of record, you better take it serious. We'll be going over that. More on Obama. I mentioned this, but more's come out. Clinton targeting Obama delegates, dastardly as it gets. I'm not saying vote for Obama. I don't like Obama. He's total New World Order. We're just reporting the facts. They're clearly cheating him. We have to ask why. We're going to go through that today. Also, cancer linked to mobile phone use. I mentioned this, but even more has come out. I want to spend some time today, and I'm going to make myself spend some time on that as well. On the economic front, again, gold reserves to hit sale block. Analyst IMF seeking to depress gold price. That's from Dr. Corsi at WorldNet Daily. Also, economists expect Fed to lower Dow to 8,000. Critic claims agreements involving billions used to shift market. Butler did deal with Queen to hide Diana murder facts. It's just a fait accompli now that they murdered her. The Willie Nelson interview of Monday finally hit AOL News. It hit Yahoo News and a few other places, but AP didn't pick it up. Willie Nelson calling for Bush's impeachment, talking about a new world order. We need to make sure those stories, those articles that were written, Willie Nelson talking about the NAU, the NAFTA highways, Willie Nelson talking about impeach Bush, throw the bastards out. Those stories are all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it won't break nationally. We're on the verge of that happening, and a lot of this will be for naught unless you push it over the edge. We finally got a highly edited, from over an hour and 10-minute interview, boiled down. Aaron did a great job with images and a lot more with my video interview with Willie Nelson from Part 2. That is up on Infowars.com, right on the main page, and PrisonPlanet.com. In the right-hand corner of PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones' second interview with Willie Nelson, boiled down to 10 minutes. And it looks a lot better than the last video interview we put together from the first interview. It's very well done, very succinct, very powerful. We need to get this out to everybody, to all the country music fans, to all the Willie Nelson fans, to all of his pop fans, to wake them up about 9/11 being an inside job, the New World Order, secret societies, toll roads. He talks about it all. It's 10 minutes long. Alex Jones, second interview with Willie Nelson is the name of it, at PrisonPlanet.com, your whole email list, your message boards, your MySpace. We want to get this on the main page of YouTube. We want to push it out there and get it out to people. So get in there, post comments, five-star it, get it up there, because I want this interview, it's very powerful, to get out there. And again, we're able to reach out, we're able to have an effect, we're able to break through the media Berlin Wall when you take action. The ball is in your hands. I've given you the ball. Willie Nelson has given you the ball. We're all on the team here. Go to PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get it. And get it out to everybody. And get our press release on the interview and get it to talk stations. Get it to enemies. Doesn't matter, as long as the information gets out. All right, we'll come back, plunge into massive news. Congressman Dennis Kucinich coming up.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Miami police plans urban test of Honeywell's micro unmanned aerial vehicles, drones. Kucinich promises hearing on 9/11 help responders. Judge holds reporter in contempt in anthrax case. The reporter won't say where they heard that Mr. Hatfield was involved. He, of course, was a patsy. Guaranteed that reporter's not reporting on other government people that put them on the wrong trail. Bottled water is the latest target of eco-mentalist. Marxist mayor of London launches drive to shame consumers for increasing carbon tax. See, it's all about them getting the moral high ground and selling everyone that the earth is dying because of global warming and that it's caused by man, not the sun, so they can then ban whatever they want, when they want, and more importantly, tax it. So we'll be going over that. Also, new freezing weather hits Saudi Arabia, coldest winter in 25 years globally, but again, it's all global warming. Also, Scott Blair, the London Guardian says, ambition to lead Europe hits fierce opposition. He lied, remember, 6 months ago, saying, I'll never be EU chief, I don't want the job. Then he converted to Catholicism so he could head up the predominantly Catholic European mainland. And, of course, the EU president is supposed to rotate amongst the 20 member states. But they break whatever rules they want. They're dictators. And just they say, oh, well, it doesn't matter if England's 10 years down the road to have an EU chairman for a year. He's going to get it. And that's the way it is. And if you don't like it, we'll have some guys drop by with submachine guns. Don't try to protest. We'll beat your heads in the street. Don't try to videotape or interview people in the streets of London, or the cops will come up and put you in a terror database. And we've got cameras that now shout orders at you and hover drones watching you. It's freedom. UN propaganda aimed at U.S. school children. More comes out with the Kapow, the UN hero for our troubled times, teaching us that world government is the answer. But again, if you talk about how you don't want world government, the media says you're insane and doesn't exist. Also, a journalist who exposed UN corruption disappears from Google, is being censored, this out of Fox News of all places. Possible cell phone ban in San Antonio. That's the headline. Also, doctors and teachers to act as informers to target violent offenders before they strike. Controversial new minority report plans announced by government. An incredible story from LouRockwell.com up on PrisonPlanet.com that I'm going to try to get this family on, or at least the writer on, who wrote the story. I see these stories every day, and they're so painful to read. A lot of times I don't even read all of it. But happy autistic child. Good parents, no criminal record, Russian immigrants living here for many years, 17 years old. CPS neighbor said the kid didn't look quite right. Well, of course he didn't. He was autistic. They dropped by, took him. They've drugged him all out, been torturing him. It's government abuse, child abuse by the government. Government rips an autistic boy from his home because it prefers a different treatment than the one offered by the parents. The government says you must put him on Prozac and all these other poisonous drugs have nothing to do with autism. It's the same government that pushes the mercury-laced vaccines on you that literally causes all of this. Another taser report at a high school basketball game. There was a slight tussle. The head school police officer pulled people apart. The press reports it was no big deal, mainstream report, just some shoving. And then another officer runs up, pulls his taser, aims it at the young man, and his boss, the head cop, says, stand down, don't taser him. And he went ahead and tasered him and then tasered him again, twice in the chest. We call that buck fever. You know, back when I had time growing up, from the time I was about 10 years old until, I guess I went deer hunting about 2 years ago again in Fredericksburg, I go to these deer camps. And it's fun, sit around the fire, you know, grill hamburgers. A lot of beer drinking going on. Then you get up at 5 a.m., cook biscuits and gravy, get in your trucks and get dropped off in the woods, walk to your deer stand. But every time there's a couple guys there who've got buck fever, a lot of them been hunting for decades, and they can never shoot a deer because it doesn't matter if it's 10 yards outside their stand. And they always get more and more desperate. They shoot at buzzards. They shoot at possums. They shoot at foxes. A doe will walk up, and nobody really wants a doe, but they'll go ahead and shoot at it and miss it. Or they'll get hysterical and act crazy if they're even able to hit one. They usually gut shot them or shoot them in the hind end or blow a leg off, or they'll shoot them 10, 15 times if they are able to actually hit the deer. And you could be out at the shooting range with these guys, and they're great shots. One of them I grew up with. But they cannot shoot a deer or a wild hog because when they see it, they start shaking. They get real, well, they call it buck fever. And there's also people who are just trigger happy. But it's a crazed, I mean, they've got this weapon, they want to use it, and they're going to use it. So the first time you back talk, the first time you ask a question, you don't get out of the car quick enough, whatever the case may be, they are going to get you. And it supposedly went on for more than a minute. You've got the head officer more than twice screaming, do not stand down, nothing's happening, do not taser him, screaming at point-blank range at his deputy, the guy that was under him, do not taser, do not taser, still tasered him. And then was getting off so much on it, he tasered him again. Just wild, crazed mental illness. And I have seen it many, many times. Same thing with some gun owners. Just because there's bad gun owners, just because there's people that are crazed and just waiting to shoot somebody, That's all the more reason for me to own a gun. That's all the more reason for us to have a Second Amendment. It's to protect us from them. You're never going to be protected from nuts, loonies, crazies, psychopaths, bloodthirsty people. I've never called for disarming the police. I mean, there are a lot of dangerous people out there. Cops need guns. Well, we need our guns, too. All right, I'm already digressing. Let me get into the election and Hillary Clinton, and then we'll open the phones up. At 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And first-time callers today, I do this every few weeks, go to the head of the line. The only person that can trump that, if you want to tell us, we don't screen your calls, but if you volunteer that you disagree, you go to the head of the line. And there's kind of a wild card there. People calling from New Zealand or South Africa or Japan, I tend to put them to the front of the line as well. Not so much, though, because a lot of them are calling in on IP phones, so it's not really costing them anything. But in the past, we always did that. But it's always first come, first serve, unless I announce that I want first-time callers. You're allowed to call in, but first-time callers go to the head of the line. And every once in a while, I throw in the wild card of foreigners getting on first. But something trumps both of those, first-time callers and foreigners, people calling from out of the U.S., and that is people that disagree. 1-800-259-9231. Okay. Here are the type of headlines I have. Hillary Clinton fades as Obama takes 10th straight victory in White House race. Obama has the upper hand. Mike Bloomberg claims vote fraud against Obama. And it goes in, here's another story, surrogate a dim divide, and it talks about NBC reports that they're turning Clinton junkyard dogs loose on Obama. Clinton targeting pledged delegates for Obama. Here's the deal. It's fun, it's interesting to get into a horse race. There have been many, many presidential elections since we had any real viable choice. And if you could call Pat Buchanan a viable choice, he's still a Republican insider. He talks the talk against the North American Union, the New World Order, but he did drop out at key points in races. He's a bit suspect. But other than Buchanan, in the last 20 years or so, it's always been insiders on both sides, both Republican and Democrat, and most Americans now know that. That illusion has been destroyed to a certain extent, and that's a healthy thing. Ron Paul came along. For every dollar you donated to his campaign, we probably got $10 in free advertising from the mainstream media, real issues of the war, the currency tax, the inflation tax, the domestic police state, the SPP, the North American Union, and Ron Paul's still running and showing good in quite a few polls. You know, he's showing 15-20% in some states. He's been coming in second place in quite a few states. He's doing great. The problem is, I have no doubt there's election fraud, and the evidence has shown it for McCain. Plus, the media has been giving him 5, 10, 15, 20 times the coverage, depending on the program. Some programs, for an hour, they'll spend 15 minutes on McCain and no time on Paul. Or even Huckabee, for that matter. They'll give him a pittance. I'm not saying I like Huckabee either. He's CFR. But McCain is the anointed one. And we haven't seen a real candidate in decades and decades anything near Ron Paul. Ron Paul makes Barry Goldwater look liberal, look statist. And so people are now saying, well, we don't like McCain, the anti-gun, open border promoting liar who's a chameleon who says one thing to one audience, another thing to another audience, more skeletons in his closet than are in a mortuary. So people want to believe in Obama because they hate Hillary, and I don't blame you. But I'm sorry. Obama wants a global tax. He's for gun control. He's for socialized health care. This guy is bad news. So we'll break it down on the other side right here on the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
A lot of big Democrat websites and even some mainstream news are pointing out that in the last 6 months, famous Republican donors, big corporations, have given a lot of money to Barack Obama. But Hillary Clinton has also gotten more corporate contributions and more, quote, mainline Republican contributions than Barack Obama has. So both sides point at each other. No, these big institutionalized organizations, they're giving to the Republicans, they're giving to the Democrats, they're giving to the main contenders from the Republican Party, the main contenders from the Democratic Party. They bet on every horse. And whereas there may be some fighting at certain levels between the candidates about who gets the levers of control, who gets to be the boss, who gets to have the CEO job here in this regional governorship of the New World Order of Slavery Incorporated, like I say in Waking Life, film from 2000 by Richard Linklater. Two different management teams fighting for control of the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. Now, I know as an audience you understand this, but the public still doesn't. And the establishment needs to rope people in. They need to get you to believe in the illusion of the two-party system. And Barack Obama is perfect for them. Now, on the other side, we do have Hillary clearly cheating him in New Hampshire, cheating him in New York. Massive public evidence that large sectors of the machine, including the Bush machine, who's been helping her write speeches, and Bush has said she's the best candidate from the Democrats, and they vacationed together, and Bush blocked the Partygate investigations of the Clintons, and they recruited the Clintons and the CIA in 68, and Bush Sr. was involved with Clinton in narcotics trafficking. All that's there, and a fact. I guess we need to do a big report breaking down the history of this. So Barack Obama is an outsider in that we don't know all his baggage yet. We know there's been some scandals about where he's gotten campaign contributions, and we know that he's hooked into the Council on Foreign Relations and his wife is in it, and we know that he's definitely a New World Order individual. So at the end of the day, if it isn't Ron Paul, it's nobody. And I've been predicting it will be Hillary Clinton in the Democratic ticket. It looks like she's going to win Ohio. Looks like she's going to win Texas. That is in question now. Out of six big polls I saw this week, she's winning five. Barack Obama is winning one. But her lead in Texas, which has got the second biggest delegate prize after California, is narrowing. Her lead is narrowing. And whereas it's interesting to watch this, just from a sporting view of, you know, who's going to win, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. It appears, though, that Hillary is cheating him, is stealing, does have the Democratic and Republican machines together against him, and that's a good sign that at least that Barack Obama is somewhat better than Hillary. But I could not bring myself to vote for him. I will not vote for him. He's anti-gun, pro-open border. We've listed that laundry list before. But I do want to get your take on the situation. Again, we get about 55-60% turnout, depending on which presidential election it is. We get about a 40% turnout in off-year elections. But the national average is about 8.5, 8.4. It changes every election, but it's a little over 8% each year. 8% turnout for local elections, more than half turnout for big federal elections. I know we can still get into office locally. I know we can beat the machines locally. I know that if enough of us run, and in some cases even keep quiet about our liberty agenda, just like they keep quiet about their tyranny agenda, that we can get into county commissioner positions and city council positions and selectmen positions and water district positions and school board positions. And imagine if you were the head of the school board, you could make announcements every year that there is not the law to take vaccines, that it is only mandated by the state health department, and that it's a fraud, and that schools shouldn't expel people for not having shots, that that's fraudulent. Or if you were the head of the water department, you could take the sodium fluoride out. You could have medical doctors come into town and speak before you. Now, you're not going to get campaign contributions. They'll probably kick you out of office next election, but you would have educated people. And there's now a constituency for liberty. It probably tripled in the last 14 months under the Ron Paul revolution. You've had big victories, and don't let anybody steal that victory from you. People want to have a bad attitude, act like we didn't have great success, didn't move the ball down the field. Folks, we're in within 10 yards of the goal line here, okay? But it is fourth down. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
The Clinton crime mafia is here in Austin. Clinton was here this last weekend giving a speech. He's going to be back in Austin. They're going to have a CNN debate tomorrow. Like, we're going to post all this information on JonesReport.com, a map of where their headquarters is, a map of where the debate's going to be. I would hope that 9/11 truthers would swarm down there with 9/11 inside job signs that we are changed locally here in Austin. And the local 9/11 truths groups go down there. Of course, the debate is going to be 100 select minions. They claim that it's they're randomly selecting people, but the Democrats and Republicans have been caught staging these. I mean, Cheney, whenever he appears at a, quote, town hall, they make you sign a pledge that you're a Cheney supporter, Bush-Cheney supporter. They run your license plate. But then on television, it's the facade of the town hall. This is all an intelligence operation. Here's the University of Texas at Austin subpage. Senator Clinton, Obama to debate on campus. Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Barack Obama will participate in a Democratic presidential primary debate at the University of Texas at Austin, February 21st from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Recreational Sports Center between the School of Social Work and the Monocreft Athletic Center. A map of the campus is online. The debate is hosted by the University Democrats and Registered Students Organization and is presented by the Lyndon Baines Johnson Foundation on behalf of the LBJ School of Public Affairs. It is by invitation only due to security restrictions. Yes, we must keep them safe from the evil American people. These people are complete, absolute puppets. They run nothing. And again, I wish them no harm. The New World Order would get unbelievable, endless gas mileage out of something happening to them. Unbelievable gas mileage out of it, and the illusion that they actually run things. The only presidents or presidential contenders getting killed are people that are anti-New World Order, and that always leads back to the global crime syndicate that is committing that and taking those actions. Austin headquarters opening. Team Texas is proud to announce our state headquarters in Austin, Texas. We are urging everyone to bring their cell phones so we can spread Hillary's message here in Texas. Food and refreshments will be provided. And it's off of Ben White, right on the east side of I-35. It's at 701 East Ben White Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78704. Right off of I-35. Now, I know that campus groups can protest and demonstrate. And I know that generally the campus police leave other groups alone if they're out there protesting and demonstrating because they don't want to get sued. But who knows what's going to happen. But they need to be bullhorned, and they need to be protested. And if we have to go down by some UT interest, write off UT property and demonstrate against them, I guess we got to find out and coordinate pretty quick. Should I come out? Should I come out to that event? Again, we've had so many big shots in Austin over the years, and I always tell you about the event. I always encourage you to go out to it. I've sent our cameras down to confront Keene and confront many others because you need to do this. I mean, I can go out and do this. I enjoy going out and doing this. But I don't particularly want to have my face in the newspaper. I don't particularly want to be the one getting the attention. I want you to get the attention and you to learn to go out and take action and stand up to these individuals. But it is important to go out and point out that the Democratic Party is covering up the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. It is important to go out there and point out that they both want global taxes. They both want socialized health care. And then people say, well, Hillary wants to garnish your check, take money out of your check with a new tax for it. Obama doesn't. Where do you think the money's going to come from? It's going to come from your check one way or the other. And then the government has control over health care and can force you to do things. Or, oh, you're overweight or you're old. We're not going to give you treatment. That's now being proposed here and in England. This is eugenics. This is control. If angels ran the government, and yeah, they could just give you all the health care they wanted and everything, and the future was standardized and robotic, we are approaching that singularity where health care pretty much will be free. That's what technology is doing. It's totally shattering every financial and economic paradigm. All right, I got a bunch of audio clips after I take calls coming up. Kucinich, you want to play a clip of him commenting on investigating 9/11 in the dust? Keith Huberman talking about the Supreme Court ruling that Bush is above the law yesterday and is basically God. Lou Dobbs talking about the North American Union, NAPA superhighways, and Ron Paul. I also have a boiled down 10-minute audio that's with video at Infowars.com. I hope it'll spread, but we're going to play the boiled down audio, just 10 minutes of it from the Willie Nelson interview coming up in the third hour for folks that missed it, or even if you heard it, you want to hear all his key comments together. And we've got a Congressman McDonald clip right before he was killed, shot down by the Russians, when he was heading up the John Birch Society on Crossfire that I forgot to play Monday. Well, I sent that to you, John. John, do you have that McDonald clip? Most of it?
Okay, good. Good job. Yeah, I don't want to play the whole thing. Yeah, we'll just play like the first 10 minutes or so. Remind me to play that McDonald deal from Crossfire in 83. It's really important. Then I have a bunch of medical news, a bunch of financial news. There's a lot of it. It's important. But as promised, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Adam in Boston, you're on the air. Welcome.
Adam on Boston, right? Okay, cool. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Barack Obama versus Hillary kind of phenomena that we're seeing right now. I think it's pretty goddamn off. Pretty obvious that this is just a campaign strategy. The voter fraud, or what seems to be apparent voter fraud, makes him just more, that much more of an attractive candidate. Makes him look anti-establishment, and it's pretty easy, apparently, as we've seen since pretty much 2003, to pull off these kind of things. What do you think, Alex?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama becomes her VP running mate.
Oh yeah.
In fact, that's what's been in the cards from insiders for over a year.
And it just drives me nuts when I hear people talk about Obama. Oh, he truly wants to bring on change. He's not establishment. I mean, for Christ's sakes, he's a drinking buddy with Karl Rove. It's obvious here, people. Wake up.
Well, he's got Zbigniew Brzezinski as big a global gopher for the new, top henchman, top lever puller. You talk about people who run things. It's Henry Kissinger. It's Zbigniew Brzezinski. That's one reason the New World Order is having problems, is even though these guys are geniuses, they're 80-something years old apiece, and they're losing it. But they still literally give the orders. They advise the Pope, they advise Bush, they advise Clinton. It doesn't matter. They're literally just crisscross the world carrying out the orders of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers.
Oh, yeah, and I kind of came across a pretty profound realization the other day. I was thinking about Mormonism with the United States. Now, imagine if Mormonism was actually to catch on, and all of a sudden Christ truly actually was born in the United, or was in the United States, and everything happened inside of the Great Book actually happened in America. Now, all of a sudden, America would be the Mecca. And, of course, those who are in control would support a religion like that. That means America would be the Mecca for a new religion. That's why, honestly, I believe that Mormonism is intertwined so very deeply in the Central Intelligence Agency and a lot of other, I guess, official agencies. That's why you see Mormons popping up everywhere when you see corruption, or when you see obvious setup knocked down.
Well, it is true that predominantly there are more Mormons. I mean, what are Mormons? 2.5% of the population, and then you look at the CIA, it's like 20%. What you're saying there, the Mormons I know are, nice people and hardworking, but definitely there's a lot of stuff.
It's a case of the religion, doing things on behalf of the people and contrast with people doing things on behalf of the religion. This happens with pretty much every religion. No one, just because they hold a particular religion is a bad person.
Well, people use organizations as vehicles of control and power. I appreciate your call. What's a great call, Adam. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi. Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It amazes me with the Ron Paul movement and the things that we've done in Arizona. People accept 9/11 as being an inside job. They know the government's behind it, or they know that the monetary system's dying and stuff, and yet they won't bring themselves to vote for Ron Paul. And it just amazes me that, they'll go out and say, well, we'll vote for Obama. And it's like, no, this man is part of the establishment. Don't you understand? Both these sides are on the same team. There's no difference between these two people, between the Republicans and the Democrats. There's just none. Ron Paul is having trouble with his own party, getting an elect. His own party has been cheating against him in the primaries. And it amazes me that people will accept, voting for John McCain or Barack Obama.
I don't think that's really happening. There is massive systemic fraud. There is no way that McCain is getting more votes than Mike Huckabee. I mean, he is very popular with the majority of Republicans. He's kind of a mainline Christian conservative, at least on the surface. I'm not saying he's good. There's fraud, sir. There's definite fraud. And then after they cheat in the first few primaries, they don't have to cheat anymore, because then it becomes self-fulfilling and people, quote, want to vote for the winner. We see this with football fans when they kind of wait to the playoffs to say who they're rooting for, and then they root for the hottest team.
Well, you know, we're going to have to change something somehow, Alex, because, you know, when the dollar collapses, it's going to be, you know, some really major pain that is going to be up front and every day when you can't put food on your table because bread costs $150.
Or, as Bush says, food on your family.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, people have to realize that that's what these guys want. That's what they're aiming for. That's what they've been doing for the last 80 years.
But they have to have their police state grid in place before they do it, and the cops and public brainwashed to go along with it.
Well, you know, you see all the videos of these women being brutalized, you know, the lady that died in the airport, the one in Florida being brutalized in a jail cell. You could see her six cops stripping her naked, and she was the victim who called the police because she was assaulted. I mean, you can go to existentialistcowboy.com and see it off of a YouTube video. And it's just amazing that people are not up in arms demanding the heads of their...
They are up in arms, but we don't have a way to unify. We're developing that capability with the Internet, but it's all fractured into a million pieces. Believe me, we're beginning to move in the right direction. I appreciate your call, but I understand your frustration. Bottom line, any way you cut it or dice it or slice it, we're headed into very serious times. Andrew in Texas, thanks for holding.
Bless you. Hey, I was wondering if you had any thoughts on whether early voting or just vote regular, whether it really makes a difference, which you do.
Well, in the past, in many states and many counties, voting early is supposedly a paper ballot, but those are still fed into computers. And some evidence shows they have more time to cheat and skew the early voting and that they use that when they then add that into the equation to cheat elections. You know, I mean, it's six one way, half a dozen the other.
Well, I'd just like to encourage everybody to get out there and vote. You know, vote for Ron Paul. Vote for anybody else who's a vote for the destruction of our country.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. And then again, I get these emails every day saying, you say there's election fraud. You say we're being cheated. You say the machines are a fraud. Well, I don't say. It's been documented. So much so, it's a joke. Why should we vote then? You have to go vote and show your numbers and have poll watchers so people show up to vote for Ron Paul, and then it comes out in the news the next day that there were zero people voting for Ron Paul in that precinct. Or you go vote for Barack Obama in an area that's 95% black in Harlem, and then he gets zero votes. You discredit the fraud by engaging it. You have to flush it out. You have to flush it out. You have to run it out of the bushes into the open. You see, I mean, I probably saw 50 Ron Paul signs from my house to my office today, probably 20, 30 Ron Paul bumper stickers. I wasn't even looking for them. They're just everywhere. You can't miss them. I saw about 10 of them just in the two blocks to my office. They're just everywhere. People are going to look into Ron Paul. He's been the most Googled term off and on for about 5 months now. They're not looking at Britney Spears, which was the most Googled, or O.J. Simpson, which has been the most Googled, or iPhone, which was the most Googled. They're looking at Ron Paul. They're finding out about the private Federal Reserve. They're finding out about the New World Order. And so Ron Paul doesn't win. Ron Paul goes away. Ron Paul doesn't completely go away. He's still going to be in his district, hopefully, in Texas. He's still going to have the Liberty Committee. All these meetup groups, all these organizations. I told you a few weeks ago, that's why I said, hey, this campaign's not going well now, at least campaign-wise. You better start organizing now before your meetup groups dissolve, before your organizations disappear. You better say, okay, plan B now. Let's come up with strategies locally to fight land grabbing, to fight open borders, to fight gun control. You better take these thousands of people per city that we're organizing and filling up parks and filling up bars and filling up churches and filling up government halls. You better now set goals to stay together and also trumpet that you've had a great victory. Instead of, oh, they cheated, oh, they ignored him, oh, there's nothing we can do. We better now point out that we actually won great victories, codify, try to keep the numbers we've got, and then expand those into operations locally. And then you're going to have victories, and then you're going to be addicted to fighting the New World Order. We need to see Ron Paul meetup groups in Austin, the supposed biggest one in the country next to L.A. and New York. We need to see you. There's also huge ones in Minnesota. We need to see you go down and confront Hillary Clinton, confront Barack Obama with real issues, with big signs. We need to see you all over town. You know, do it. It's tomorrow. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to do it or where to do it. Do it. This is the info war. This is how we're going to affect change. It comes down to the liberty culture realizing how powerful we are, but also realizing that we're not going to save the world overnight, realizing that the New World Order wasn't built in a day. We're not going to tear it down in a day. This is a process. And by exposing government-sponsored terror, by exposing staged events or who's behind the banking crises, when the globalists try to pull the rug out from under us, they're not going to get away with it. Don't think we're not hurting them. Don't think we're not having an effect on them when Congress has an 11% approval rating. More of your calls straight ahead. Tons of news. Infowars.com has been redesigned. Check it out.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich will be popping in the next hour to talk about his call for a congressional investigation of the 9/11 dust, the medical crises. Bunch of audio clips, tons of news, economic info. It's all coming up. Right now, back to the calls. Dan in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call. Just want to let you know, I've been passing out DVDs of Loose Change Final Cut, And I was able to go on the street, and, you know, just couldn't take it anymore. Went on the street there with the signs about 9/11. And I did want to ask you, well, I got on the Neil Board show last week, and, you know, got out Infowars.com information, and it's amazing he allowed me to talk about building number 7. And he talked about it himself, but in the, you know, negative sense. And I wanted to know about Hillary, if you thought she would get in there and allow, you know, could Bill Clinton actually become president if he was vice president, you know, somehow something happened to her, could he become president again?
No, he couldn't, because they passed the 22nd Amendment barring more than two consecutive terms, and it just wouldn't politically be smiled upon. He couldn't get away with it. Just like stealing delegates in a brokered convention, if you're not neck and neck, is just political suicide. But Hillary was already co-president, and so he'll just be co-president now. So, but officially, he'll never be president again. Though they're talking about him, though they're talking about him as the head of the United Nations someday.
Do you think she'll get in there?
From all the evidence I've got, she's got the White House and neocon backing, the Israeli lobby backing, and it looks like they're just trying to make it more exciting for the cattle to watch this horse race, but I may be wrong.
Okay, well, keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Remember how they said Huckabee was unstoppable, Huckabee was going to win everything? And then that was just to get attention away from Ron Paul, and then suddenly McCain wins everything. I mean, overnight, there can be some scandal with Barack Obama and a woman, or some Chinese general giving him money. It's okay if Hillary does it, but not if he does. Just overnight, something could happen. And it's going to happen in the next month. My money's on Hillary Clinton. And then I don't even think that the country... I've looked at the different demographics, and I think McCain does better against Barack Obama. You know, Limbaugh tries to get away with endorsing Hillary for president over McCain by claiming it's because he hates her and Republicans will have a better chance of beating her. Well, that's an oxymoron. I thought you were against McCain. And then he goes on to say, well, it's once she's in there, she'll be a political, you know, dead duck, and so she won't be able to get anything done. No, Fox News, Roger Ailes has been advising her. They've been giving her money. They've been having secret fundraisers for her, now public. They are for Hillary Clinton. This is real. Ann Coulter's endorsement is real. And that's the type of mental fraud and mental sophistry that they engage in. And then the biggest fraud is they say, well, we're for Hillary because McCain isn't tough on the war on terror. McCain froths more for the war. He's more bloodthirsty. 100-year war, let's attack Iran. I mean, this guy makes Bush sound tame, but then Limbaugh, I read the transcript of it, said 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, that, well, he's not good on the war on terror. What are you talking about? So, see, they know they can tell mainline conservatives anything. Jump off a cliff. It's to fight al-Qaeda. They'll do it. Well, we better vote for Hillary. She's better on the war on terror. And it's not even true. So they really are selling some bull. Selling some bull in a big way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, second hour, more calls, tons of news. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.